KSL News Time 7:09. Another check of Triple Team traffic on a Friday morning for you. We head over to the traffic center. First hearing from you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, couple crashes on I-15 near 90th South, slowing you down a bunch, going from 114th up through 90th. Then the speeds pick back up again. Hopefully this won't create a delay that sticks around all morning long. Friday mornings do have a lighter volume of traffic, and that's helping out on the 215's West Belt and the 201 freeway so far, Eric Butler.
In Utah County, looking good on I-15 from Provo up to American Fork and beyond now. The earlier slowdown patch right around 2100 North seems to have disappeared. We do have a crash on Foothill Boulevard as you head north after exiting from eastbound I-80. That's that tight turn there where we have a lot of accidents. So far, no delays as a result. Heather?
We had a crash southbound I-15 in the Sunset Clinton area. Now, it has been moved out of traffic, but as you head south just after the 5600 South exit in Roy, you may still see a few brake lights from residual delays. Once you get past it all, you have some heavier traffic between Kaysville and Woods Cross, but for pretty much you're still at freeway speeds. The Salt Lake Family Christmas Gift Show, November 11th through 13th at Southtown Expo. Gourmet foods, live entertainment, decorations and ornaments, and kids get in free. Visit familychristmasgiftshow.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.